Stephanie Scherr from College Station Aquatics.
Stephanie, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm all right now. You're from aquatics. That has to do with water.
Yes, sir. It sure does.
Picked right up on that. So we have water?
We do.
We have
nice
water
blue, cool.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Contained in pools.
Right.
People can use it whenever they want to. Okay. So, and we're open and ready for business?
We are. We're open. We've got a lot of opportunities to come in and get cool with 3 locations. It's hot out there.
It's finally picked up. Yeah.
So, with that being said, you know, all these late summer birthdays or starting to think back to school minded, you might want to start booking those parties. We've got several options for big parties where you can rent the facilities and have a private party, or you can do table rentals for those smaller to medium birthday parties. So we've got a lot of opportunities to get those kids out there and have a fun birthday or get back to school party.
Right. So let's tell people, let's review for people the pools that we have here, and then maybe if there's some water features and things that make them different.
Okay, yeah. Well, our biggest location, and all the kids would probably agree, their favorite is Adamson Lagoon, mm-hmm. and that's at the corner of Southwest Parkway and Anderson. And there we've got 2 large water slides. We also have, which is a lot of fun, this lily pad cross where you can hop across the lily pads across the water. We also have a baby pool there for those youngsters. And then at our other location, Thomas Park, which is behind City Hall off of Texas, we have a blue tube slide. It's also good for younger kids. It's only 1 foot deep in the shallow area, so good for getting those kids in the pool and teaching them how to swim. Mm-hmm. And then over off our Rock Prairie location, Cindy Holleran Pool, we have a clam slide, which is probably for ages around, I don't know, 2 to 6, okay. just for the younger kids. And then we also have dolphins that spit out the water. You know, they love to run back and forth and play in those, cool off. Keeps them entertained, keeps mom happy too.
Sure. Now, how about bulk visits? You have passes and things like that?
Yes, we do. We've got a lot of different pass options. You can get, obviously, a daily entry, or we have a discount pass, which you can purchase 25 swims at a discounted rate. And then we also have family passes, which will get you into the pool either to Cindy Holleran and Thomas for all summer long, unlimited amount of times, or you can get the Adamson Lagoon family pass, and that will get you into all 3 facilities for unlimited amount of times for the summer.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's you know, something to take advantage of.
Yeah,
tell me, how often do you have to add water?
Not that often. Yeah. I would say probably once a week, actually, just with cleaning and different things like that. We're having to turn on that fill pipe. Okay. So we try and conserve as much as we can.
Yeah, well, just because this morning Neil Sperry's talked about when you should water because of evaporation, and obviously there has to be some evaporation that goes on, and plus mm-hmm. big kids jumping in the pool and splashing the water out.
Oh, of course.
Stuff like that. Yeah, you got to do it.
All right. The residual.
Now, you got a website and all that sort of stuff for this information?
We do. It's going to be at cstx.gov/swim.
Okay.
So again, that was cstx.gov/swim.
Okay, and then the swim lessons, also the information.
Yes, all
too.
The swim lesson information. We have our junior lifeguard program starting back up, and all that can be found online.
Excellent. All right, thanks a bunch. Uh-huh. What else you have for us?
Well, Parks and Recreation is teaming up with Texas Parks and Wildlife Neighborhood Fishing to host a clinic today.
Oh.
From 9 to noon at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. So those who take part will learn family fishery stewardship, how to tie lures, how to identify fish. Hey, that's a fish. And interpret
hey,
state,
fish.
Interpret state regulations. But you need to bring your own rod and reel or a fly rod or cane pole or whatever you prefer, and any tackle that you need so you can participate. If you're over 17, you do need a valid fishing license with a freshwater endorsement to fish during this event. So, again, that is today from 9 to noon. If you'd like to know more, 696-4148.
Hip waders?
You can.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Shoot the ducks out of the way and go to it. All right, very good. Jay Sokol here this morning.